Brad Dungis on the phone with us here, Brad. And Brad, how are you doing today? How's everything
I'm
at the shop?
Great, Tom. It's a beautiful morning here
it
in
is.
Bowlesville, Oklahoma. Everybody's a busy morning, actually. The service drives are full. We got a bunch of people shopping. Getting lots of new inventory in. A lot of it's still working its way out to the front of the lot, but we've been receiving shipments finally from Ford and Toyota and Lincoln. Our new vehicles are starting to spill back in. We've had a few weeks here where it's been a little bare, but we've been selling a lot of cars and dealer trading all over the country, really, and it's a lot of very busy time for us right now.
Indeed. I got to tell you, nothing nicer than when that big old carrier comes in and here comes the new stuff. And oh my gosh, let's make room. That'll get people hopping.
No, and I was looking around this morning as I got to the lot. I drove around back and there were a beautiful new Tundra, a couple of Tacomas, a great RAV4, a Highlander, a beautiful hybrid Highlander, really nice vehicle, and lots of good stuff. Arriving every day, and definitely still in the market for used vehicles. That's been a theme the last few weeks and months, is the need for used vehicle inventory. We're really searching for anything that's a good car. Even late model stuff to older vehicles. We'll definitely put a competitive or top dollar bid on your vehicle if you are looking to sell one or trade it in. We'll be happy to put those numbers together for you real quick, and you can start all that online on our website at DungisChoice.com, and from there you can go to the different manufacturer showrooms, so to speak, schedule service, review all our inventory, research all the vehicles. There's a lot you can do on the website these days.
Indeed. And I like the way that you never stop improving that. It seems like, every time I go on there, oh, wow, there's a little something new. That's kind of cool. So,
it's evolving a lot this summer. I think we've had, with the pandemic, everybody's had to adjust a little bit. And one thing we've been doing is a lot more of our customers are communicating through the website with us before they come in and test drive their vehicle. A lot more communication, and answering questions before you arrive. It actually makes the purchase experience much faster and more efficient. And it's really clean and nice, so you can spend less time at the dealership. Makes sense. And I know that's something the consumers have always kind of wanted. But we make it so simple with our simple price stuff. We it's the same price online, on the showroom, when we work the deals. You can go in on our website and actually work your deal, calculate your payment. We don't make you jump through hoops or give us your personal information to be able to do that. And it's really easy then to schedule a test drive, or we can even bring them to you, of course. Do the whole thing at your home or office. So there's lots of ways to do that. All that's driven by the website, so our process changes keep kind of evolving there, too. It is kind of exciting. The last time we talked a lot about the calculate your payment. It's on our website now, and we're seeing more and more people go in there and really play with that. And what's neat about it is you can go in there and just really do the same thing a sales manager does with your deal. You can play with the term, the interest rate, you can down payment, you can add your trade, you can look for special rebates. If you've got, really build your own deal and answer the question of how much is my payment, or what's it cost to do that, or what happens if I put this much down. All those kinds of things are really easy to answer.
Great.
And then you can actually submit your credit right to the lender. It goes right from the calculate your payment tool to Ford Credit or Toyota Financial Services or one of our other lenders. There's three choices there. You can also toggle between, the best payment or the lowest price. There's, a lot of times there's a decision to be made. Do I take the big rebate or a subvented interest rate? And you can play with that and see which is the best deal for you.
Interesting.
Pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, I'd say.
Tom, I do have a guest with us today. I want to bring in Val Callaghan from the Barzoe Community Center. Say good morning, Val.
Good morning, Brad. Thanks for having me on today.
Sure. Thanks for coming back on. I know we've starting to get things going down at the community center again, and with the great Tower Center at Unity Square coming to life, and the Sizzlin' Summer Concert stuff going on again this weekend. Lots of stuff happening down there. What tell us about this tomorrow night and what you expect to be going on.
Okay, so thanks to Dungeness Family of Autos. They are our premier sponsor for the Sizzlin' Summer Series, and tomorrow night is our second in the series. We were excited to have five total concerts outside this summer, but then COVID happened, so we had to narrow it down to three events. But this is our second one tomorrow night. It starts at 6 p.m., and we are focusing it all around kind of the theme is All American August. And we're kind of focusing out on the back to school vibe. So, think Palm Squad, back to school pep rally type thing, and then focusing on some country music. We have local band Rivercross Ramblers. Alan Ginches and Tim Hudson are in that band. So they'll be playing some kind of bluegrass tunes as an opener, and then we have a rising country star, Jesse Joyce, and his band that are going to go on at 7:30.
All right. Well, that sounds really great. And I know the last event was well attended, and you know, people were can spread out around there in the green space and around the stage and everything. And I think it was really great to see people out and enjoying themselves. And it looks like we should have another good evening tomorrow night. Hopefully the weather will work for us.
We think that it is going to be awesome. So.
Yeah.
There'll be food trucks, and then, of course, the Price Tower Plaza is open now, so people can eat dinner there and grab a drink and walk around Unity Square with the drink and just all kinds of exciting and fun things to do downtown. So,
I've noticed the last couple of weeks with the beautiful weather that we've had. I mean, it was raining for a while there, but the these last stretch has been so beautiful. There have been a lot of people out in the evenings, and there are lots of events every day going on at Tower Center, right?
Oh, my goodness. We've got yoga with Kimberly on Tuesday nights. We've got a pound class. We've got Rev and Flow and Tai Chi. And all of these events are, you can see those under the events tab on at Unity Square Beeville. It's our website, and they're super easy to navigate, so we invite people just to see all the things that are happening down here.
Yeah, and go check it out. It is, you mentioned the Price Tower Plaza, and that's such a wonderful venue and a place to sit on a nice evening and take it in and be right there adjacent to the park. And you know, there's great shade there, and they've got some misters.
And good burgers.
Great. The food is awesome, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I've had the burger and the flatbread, and everything I've had there has been just delicious. So
yeah, we actually went last night. It was my birthday, and we went down to Copper, and it was, you know, it's a great place to sit. And the view of Tower Center from above there is so cool. And the food upstairs is really good, too. So people need to check that out now that it's back open. And they do a great job, too, of taking care of people and wearing masks and keeping everything clean. And I know they've got fewer tables than they used to in there. So it was really nice. We had a good time. And it was good to see other people out enjoying it, too. But that's awesome. And so I know with the... What else is going on at the community center? So much has changed with COVID. Have you guys been able to have any events yet? How's that?
A few events, yes. We have limited the size of groups to the particular rooms, depending on the sizes. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you have a wedding, you might not be able to have your full, 250 people. But if you have a smaller wedding, we're able to accommodate that. We've got, encouraging sanitation organization for the brides to incorporate into their wedding plan.
Okay.
We've got Ducks Unlimited coming up next weekend.
Right.
And I would say that most of our stuff is outside at the moment just because mm-hmm. it's easier to social distance.
Right.
But we do have 84,000 square feet in this building.
So well, you do have a lot of space. There's no doubt.
We have a lot of space. So we had a dance recital last weekend, and they actually ended up having two performances so that they could split the crowd and have two smaller performances so that we could
Adjusting and making do with the best we can now as we're trying to make it through this and keep the everything under control on that
it's
front.
Like you and your car business being, you know, investments, we have to do the same. So we're just rolling with it and trying to keep everybody safe and everything wiped down and extra clean. So
That's great. And it's what a great Tower Center at Unity Square because it's getting open this summer. I know it's a little bit disappointing we can't take full advantage and have the full series. But, you know, talk about a great outdoor venue. And that does make it a little bit easier to do that. And we've got one of the best in this part of the country, I think. And
we are just happy. We love it. So it's been a breath of fresh air in kind of a, you know, crazy time. So just walking out of our building, we see this beautiful new space, and there's hardly a day when I walk out there that there's not somebody enjoying some part of the park. So we're just thrilled that the city of Bartlesville and the people of Bartlesville elected to spend money to open this new park, and to all the private donors who have helped with.
Well, that really put it over the top, I think.
The generous sponsors for the actual events that happen out there have been just incredible. Everybody's just come together, and it's been something to unite Bartlesville, so we're happy with that.
And I know there's something, there was an art piece approved. I was curious, do you know much about that now and what the timing on that is? We have we're getting closer to when that might be completed, I think.
We're getting so close.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at an October installation. Mm-hmm. We chose the winner back in the spring, and Missouri artist Amy Jacobson she's designing a piece called Native Color at Unity Square. And what it is they're huge kind of stainless flowers with red and yellow leaves on them. They're the Oklahoma native wild flower called Indian Blanket.
Indian Blanket, yeah.
Yeah, and we actually
I saw some pictures of the rendering of that, and that is going to be so cool.
It's gorgeous. It's going to be actually interactive. So people can use it as a photo op and kind of walk amongst the flowers. There's going to be 5 huge flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also going to have a water bubbler. So in the warmer months, kids can run through and splash around in amongst the flowers. So it's multifunctional and just going to be something pretty that represents Oklahoma and our community. So we're super excited.
That sounds really cool. I can't wait to see that. And so hopefully in October we'll get to see that and have the installation. That's really neat. So, sounds like a lot of great stuff going on down there. And tomorrow night's events get started, I think, at 6 o'clock. Is that right?
6 o'clock. And I should mention that we're going to have a lot of giveaways. So people should come down, put their name in the drawing. We're giving away a family pass to Bartlesville High School Athletic Pass.
Okay.
We're giving away some swag, some Unity Square swag, and Price Tower gift certificates and Broadway tickets. So they should come down. We also have 100 free goodie bags for the first 100 kids.
And that swag, I saw somebody wearing a Unity Square t-shirt, and I was really jealous.
Well, I think you should come by our booth tomorrow, and there might be some there available for Mr. Dungis.
I hadn't seen one, and I was like, wow, that's cool. And it looked like, so are those available? Can people purchase them too, or what?
Yeah, they can purchase the Unity Square t-shirt for $20, and that will give them 5 extra tickets for the drawings.
Oh,
so
cool.
Everyone can put in, if you're present, you can put in 1 ticket. But then if you buy any swag, you can put in 5 extra tickets for a t-shirt and 1 extra ticket if you buy a fan / frisbee. So,
excellent.
There you have it.
And we're going to bring some trucks out, I think trucks this time. We may switch it up a little bit, but
okay.
We've had so many people interested in trucks lately that seems to be in order, and lots of people looking at upgrading their truck right now. We continue to see lots of people buying trucks and other vehicles to haul travel trailers and things like that during this summer of COVID, and so that's been an interesting thing going on. The big SUVs and trucks that people use to go on vacation have been really popular, and we don't have a huge selection right now of Super Duties, but we've been able to get a few, and we've got more coming. And if you are looking for something like that, don't be fooled that we don't have inventory, even if it isn't obvious in our lot. The truth is, of all the makes we have, I think there's over 45 different models of vehicles, and of those 45, you think of all the trim levels and option packages and all that, you could probably build 100 million different vehicles or something crazy like that. That's an exaggeration, but 100,000 probably would be easy to get to. And so of all the variety, we can't stock all that, but we can go get it for you. And we've always got good relationships with our trading partners around the country, always out there to get exactly what you need when you're shopping for a vehicle. So be sure to let us know if that's the case. And there's a great selection every day on our website. You can go to dungeonschoice.com and do all your shopping and research there. And another thing, Tom, that we talked about the last few weeks on the car business front is the importance of scheduling your service now as we go forward. Another thing is we've been adjusting, like Val was saying, at the community center has been adjusting. Our service experience, too, we're trying not to have people spend quite as much time in the dealership. So we're doing more and more of our service by appointment.
Mm-hmm.
It's really been great. More and more people are finding out how convenient it is to schedule. You can go right on to our website there. If you've been in before, you just put your phone number in or any other identifier, and you find the vehicle you have. You can go in and select the services you want, and actually, it actually loads and is our scheduling tool. So it shop loads. It sets aside the time for the bay and the tech for your specific operation that they're going to do for you. The parts department knows you're coming in to have that your vehicle's services done. Can try to have everything ready for you, and just makes it much more convenient. And of course, we still do pick up and delivery, and have our shuttle services is still available. It's out there too, and of course, we can drop you off at home or the office and stuff like that. But a lot of people are still doing the pick up and delivery option. It's been we've been doing that actually since before the pandemic. We did it on the Lincoln, but now we've expanded it to all of our vehicles, if that's something that you're interested in.
Very good. I got to tell you, a lot of folks like the treatment.
We're doing that people might be interested in is we've got a new product that we will are able to use when if you bring your own vehicle in for service, we can disinfect your vehicle with a hospital-grade disinfectant. It's a mister that we put into the vehicle, and then we spray it on all the hard surfaces. It kills viruses, bacteria, all kinds of things. It's a hospital grade disinfectant. As I've done research on these things, there's some people promoting things where it supposedly lasts for months. I'm not sure that's really valid, but I know when we get in there and do that, it's clean there, and we can also clean the
interior air system of your vehicle, not just replacing the filter, interior air filter for the cabin, but also you can go in and actually disinfect the air conditioner system if it has some kind of odor, or it used to be used just to clean out odors and if people got moisture in their systems. But now, of course, you know, with the concern about viruses and other bacteria growing in there, you know, we're all seeing more people are interested in doing that service to their heat and air systems in the vehicles too.
And so
got both those different programs going, and you know, just a lot of great stuff going on at the dealership every day. Good business climate we're in right now, as far as you know, making it through the summer of COVID, and glad to see so many of our good customers out on the lot moving around. It's good to see.
You know, we've been pretty well blessed here in our community. We haven't been hit as hard as others with the COVID. Yeah. And I think a lot of people have played it wise. We played it smart. And yeah, it's been different. And as you've mentioned time and time again, several adjustments. And hats off to your business, because you made those adjustments, you know, right as things were coming in, and really at the cutting edge of what needed to be done. And it benefited not only your business, but also your customers. They have that level of safety and confidence, and it continued that great experience that people have had for generations when they've shopped with the Dungeness family of autos.
Well, thank you, Tom, and I really appreciate that. It is, you know, it's a testament to our people, because, you know, it's hard, and, you know, this is not an easy time for us, but at the same time, taking care of each other is what we've always done, and that's one of the principles. The values of our business, and you know, back to my grandfather and grandmother when they started the business, that was really, you know, true to their values. And we do we live that every day, and obviously it's so important to have our people safe and our customers safe.
Yeah.
So it's something we take seriously. You know, I think we, you know, we haven't done the mandate and forced people to do things. We've been lucky and able to avoid that. Of course, we do all the screening and talk about it a lot, and we've over-communicated and try to do that every day. And we've got our protocols and what happens if this happens. And we've had some people have to go into quarantine, but we haven't had anybody test positive yet. And you know, we just continue to kind of work through it and take care of each other and talk about it. We have masks for everyone. If you need a mask, come on down. We've got plenty. We do provide them, and recommend everybody wear a mask, especially when you can't stay, when you're going to be close to people, and that happens. And when we're showing cars and stuff.
So, mm-hmm.
You know, you can also do, we have lots of space, like Val has down at the community center.
Sure.
So it's fairly easy for us, for people to spread out. And, you know, you can come in and like always, while your vehicle's being serviced, you can sit down comfortably and not need to wear your mask, as we can make sure you're far enough away from everybody.
Sure, you get the distance.
Table set up outside. We've got our different spaces on the showroom. The large Toyota showroom sure has been great for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some plexiglass dividers and things that we use. We've got some masks and stuff for when we need those, and other lots of other PPE stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, just always working to find the right balance there, mm-hmm. To keep everybody safe.
And when you come back to the station, when we start doing these back in the studio, we've got the plexiglass here too to keep you safe.
Okay.
Keep you safe for me.
Well, I'm anxious. I'm really anxious to do that and to get down to the community center.
Yeah.
I saw George the other day, Val. He was
in
the
Rotary.
Yeah, he was in the service lounge, and I was just missing our Rotary meetings and seeing everybody every week. You know, Yeah, I've been going to that club for almost 20 years now, and it's, you know, I think after a while you kind of take it for granted and don't realize how important it is to you, but I do now.
Oh, I miss it too.
Yeah, no, it's too bad. I hope someday we can figure out how to do that in this time. I know some of them got to Zoom meetings and things like that. But it's a challenge. Our, you know, it's all about sitting there together around the table and singing the songs and you know, doing what we do. And that's going to be hard to do, I think, for a while.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to come up with some really smart ways to meet or, mm-hmm. you know, move to a virtual. So
yep.
I think our board's working on it as we speak. So
good.
Hopefully we'll hear okay. something soon.
Yeah, well, I look forward to that. And hopefully everybody else out there is being safe. And if you are in the market for a vehicle now, do give us a shot. You know, we do take great pride in our service, and we are here to serve our customers and serve our community. We want to be a consultant to you and help you with the process of buying a vehicle. We don't want to take advantage of that situation. None of our sales team are paid on commission. That's something I'm really proud of here, that none of them get paid based on the profit they make selling a car. That's not, you know, I don't think that really drives the right values. They just want to take care of you. We also, you know, really pay our salesmen well to sell cars, and I think that really helps customer service too. And then with our simple price, the market-based pricing, clearly marked on our websites, on the vehicles, and in the advertising. We analyze the market daily and make sure that we're giving you the best price, and so that the deals don't disappear when you get there. So we see that a lot sometimes for misleading offers out there, and then you get there, oh, that one sold, or no, well, it's actually this vehicle, and, you know, the game starts again. And we don't play those games or gimmicks, and that's something, you know, that I think is really important and puts you in charge of buying the car, and you can select the vehicle, set your payments, and do all that on the website, like I said earlier. So, plus, you get the Dungis different warranty. Every new vehicle we sell comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's mm-hmm. a nationwide warranty, good at any dealership or ASE-certified shop, coverage effective anywhere in the continental United States, or Alaska, Hawaii, or Canada. Powertrain coverage includes the engine, transmission, front-wheel drive, and rear-wheel drive components. It has rental reimbursement and lots of other great benefits. And it's all at no added cost for you just for buying your car here at Dungis.
Very good. Like you said, keeping it simple, man. That's right. What it's all about.
And peace of mind. Keeping good peace of mind and keeping it simple. And the great value on used cars, too. I mentioned that earlier. We still are looking, especially for used trucks. If you've got a truck, I can put a great value on that. I'd love to make you an offer. I've got a couple great used trucks in stock right now. We did purchase a great F-150 4x4. It's a bright red truck. You won't miss it if you see it on the lot. And there's a couple of used Tacomas, a nice blue one that we just traded for. Mm-hmm. And an 08, an older one that I think that one actually may be sold already, but if you got an old Tacoma or something like that, give us a shot on that too.
Very good, very good. Well, Brad, that's going to kind of take us here to a bit of the close. Remind people of the websites once again.
Well, the easiest way to get there is go right to DungisChoice.com, and then from there you can pick Ford, Lincoln, or Toyota. Go right in, and it's pretty intuitive what to do from there. It's simple to do, DungisChoice.com, or call us at 918-333-0900.
Brad, take care and be fabulous, because it's going to be a great day, and I get the feeling things are going to start looking much more upward here in the community before too long.
Thank you, Tom, and to Val, and we'll see everybody tomorrow night.
Take care, Val. We'll see you later. Take care. Bye-bye now. And you've been listening to Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. Stay tuned. Coming up, we've got a look at your news, your local news, and then it's Brian Kilmeade after we get everything all taken care of right here on K1.